This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. On today's Information Aisle, we're going to take a trip over to the pharmacy department, and we're going to be talking a little bit about what sorts of services our pharmacies can offer you, including things like vaccinations, and also about some advice they may be able to give you about over-the-counter things that you see on the shelves, supplements and herbs, and some things you really might want to be aware of and concerned about when it comes to taking things that are over the counter. So in the studio with me today, I have Ashley Garling. She's a clinical coordinator for the pharmacy department. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So let's dive into your background a little bit. So are you from the Asheville area?
Not originally. I actually originate all the way from Colorado. And then I got my doctorate in pharmacy in Virginia, at the Medical College of Virginia. And slowly have worked my way down this direction.
So how long have you been living in the Asheville area?
I actually am a new resident. I just moved up here recently.
Where were you before?
Before I was in the Lincolnton, kind of southern, south of Hickory area.
How do you like this area?
Love it.
Yeah, it's pretty, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, yes.
Yeah, good for you. Where did you live in Colorado?
Right outside of Breckenridge.
So
I grew up in the mountains, and coming back to the mountains, it feels like home.
I was going to say it's probably very similar. Did you do a lot of skiing when you were a young person?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Ever since I was a little girl.
Yeah, we don't really have much skiing out here, do we?
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You're okay. All right. So, We have about 200 stores now, but we don't have pharmacies in every store. How many pharmacies do we have?
A little over half.
Okay.
I think we're on 101, 102.
We've got
a few opening soon.
That's great. So one of the things that, we have been doing more with in the Ingles pharmacies is offering different kinds of vaccinations. I know probably starting in August or September, we always offer the influenza, the flu shots.
Right.
Yep. But a lot of people aren't always aware that we also offer a lot of other vaccines. So can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. Well, Ingles Pharmacy has really become a healthcare destination. You know, convenience is really important these days. And so it's our top priority to provide quality care, you know, at the fingertips of our patients and our customers. So we actually provide a variety of vaccines, anything from the flu, pneumonia, shingles vaccines. We actually do tetanus, whooping cough, measles. Most of those are available without a prescription. You can come into the pharmacy. It just takes a matter of minutes. And even if it's not for vaccines, you just would like a recommendation for an over-the-counter medicine, you can speak to a pharmacist in seconds. We're there 7 days a week.
So when somebody comes in and says, I need a tetanus shot, do they have to have their medical records with them or fill out I don't even remember the last time I had a tetanus shot. So how does that work?
Right. Well, and I'm glad that you bring that up because summer is a great time to get your tetanus shot, especially if you're going to be gardening.
Barefoot,
doing your DIY projects, that sort of thing, going to theme parks. And North Carolina does have a record that we can access. It's been out for the last couple of years, but even if your information's not on there, the CDC recommends that you get a booster. It won't hurt you to get updated a little early. So if you don't remember the last time you got a vaccine, not to worry. We'll go ahead and get you updated and we will, you know, register that so all your physicians and other pharmacists could see that.
Okay. And I know shingles, it seems like I hear, maybe it's because I'm older now, but I'm hearing more people are getting shingles, and it sounds like something that is really not fun to go through, right?
It's not. Have you ever seen anyone with the shingles?
My mom had it years ago, and I know it's very painful, actually.
Yes, it's incredibly painful. So shingles is you know, a rash. You can get it anywhere on your body. We actually have patients that can get it in their eyes. It can cause major vision problems. But really, the rash is not why we're so worried about shingles. It can actually cause nerve damage. So we recommend any patient over the age of 60 to get their vaccine for shingles. You can carry that virus. It's originally the chickenpox virus, and you can carry that throughout your life. But as your immunity, you know, starts to wane when you're closer to 60, you're more at risk for that coming up, even spontaneously. You can also be exposed to it by somebody that has an active rash as well. So, yes, it's very prevalent.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not quite 60 yet, but I've known some people who even had it younger than 60. So
I had it as a teenager.
Did you really? My husband did, too. Yeah.
And it was, I remember that pain to this day.
Yeah, so that's what he would say as well. Some of the other ones, are there some that are more, you know, besides the shingles vaccine, that, you know, you should look for these at this age? This is when you should really be concerned about getting this kind of vaccination.
Sure. We recommend the tetanus and the whooping cough, any from 19 and above.
Okay.
And like I said, if you don't remember when you last got that, any, you know, women that are pregnant or going to become pregnant, if you have new grandchildren, or if you're just going to go to that family reunion this year, you know, getting protected against whooping cough is very important. That's had a major resurgence in the last couple of years, and that can be very severe and fatal if it were to be exposed to infants.
Okay. So, and you know, there's a lot of information. If you go onto our website, which is ingles-markets.com, and you can click on the Inside Ingles tab, and it leads you to the pharmacy department, and you can find out information about which of our stores have pharmacies, in-store vaccination programs, drug information, drug interaction, and you can even see things about openings that we have in our different pharmacy department for pharmacists and pharmacy techs. And so does every Ingles pharmacy has a pharmacist that's on duty, right?
Always on duty. Anytime the pharmacy is open, a pharmacist will be there.
Okay. So and those are, you know, folks, these are very highly trained individuals that can really help answer a lot of your questions about, they're not just filling a prescription. Like Ashley said, you know, they have a lot of education behind them, so they can help you out with a lot of other questions about not only the medication you're taking, but how it might interact with other medications you're taking and with food and with over the counter medications and supplements and herbs. So when they ask you, do you have any questions about your medication? You know, that's a really great time to take advantage of that in that amazing amount of knowledge they have. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. I'm talking with Ashley Garling. She's a clinical coordinator for our pharmacy department at Ingles. So, I should have asked you, what do you do?
That's a great question.
What do you do?
Yes, I oversee, I coordinate and execute all of our clinical activities in our pharmacies. I also help to keep our pharmacists up to date on all the ever-changing healthcare information.
Oh, but there's a lot.
There is. It changes almost daily sometimes.
Yikes. And so as we were saying earlier, we have a little over 100 Ingles pharmacies now. And if you go to our website, you can find an Ingles pharmacy near you. You can go into the store locator and you can check which stores have pharmacies. And the pharmacies are open 7 days a week.
That's correct, right?
Always a pharmacist on duty. We were talking in the last segment about vaccines. And I know that there are some people who maybe have read something online and they're nervous about getting a vaccine or getting their child vaccinated. How do you address that, Ashley?
Well, a lot of the studies that have been done on vaccines have shown no evidence linking to any long-term negative effects of vaccines. And actually, if you do any just looking online for some of these vaccine-preventable diseases like rubella and measles and whooping cough, those sort of things, they are, you know, really quite terrible illnesses that can even be fatal at times. Yeah. So, you know, the risk versus benefit for vaccinations is, it's kind of a no-brainer. Really getting vaccinated, it's quick and easy, and they've pretty much debunked all links to anything like autism, you know, the fear of the mercury additives, those sort of things, are no longer existent in our vaccinations today.
Yeah, you know, we were talking before during the break about a recent story that came out about a community in Minnesota that had an outbreak of measles because it was a Somali community had decided that they were afraid of getting their kids vaccinated against measles because of a risk of autism. And as a result, they had, I believe, the largest outbreak of measles that they'd had in quite some time, right?
Yes, that's correct. Actually, before a couple of years ago, we hadn't seen a case of measles in the United States for quite some time. It was considered eradicated. But now that childhood vaccination rates are going down, we're starting to see these cases pop up. You know, we started to see them in early January and February in Romania and Italy, and now in the United States. And that Minnesota case was very severe. And the thing about these vaccine preventable illnesses is that they really affect the children.
Mm-hmm.
They also affect our elderly communities. They're most susceptible. And it's not necessarily just the illnesses, but it's the complications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can get pneumonia, they can have meningitis, these other really serious blood infections, things like that, from getting these illnesses. So the vaccines don't just cover, you know, say, the measles alone. It actually is preventing all of these very severe life-threatening complications that you can get from these illnesses.
I know one of the stories in this article that I had read talked about one of the mothers who's, I think it was a 3-year-old daughter, became so mm-hmm. sick with the measles that she had to be hospitalized for days to help control her fever and the complications of the measles and this high fever. And one other community, you know, you mentioned that the people really at risk are the elderly and young children. But another community is anybody who's in any way immunocompromised, like somebody who's undergoing a transplant. And I remember, I think it was one of my friends who had a young child who was going through cancer treatment. So they're,
right.
you know, they're doing things to their immune system deliberately. And, you know, she was so scared that there was going to be somebody who wasn't vaccinated who could actually probably kill her child by giving them, because their immune system is so vulnerable at that point. So
right.
you're not just vaccinating for yourself or your child, but you're trying to protect the larger community, right?
Exactly. And that's the key thing to remember about vaccines. It's not that you're getting this vaccination to protect just you, but when you're exposed to something, you're vaccinated, your immune system completely deactivates that virus or bacteria so that it is no longer spread.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually stopping the spread of that vaccine cold in its tracks. So the more, you know, people we get vaccinated in our community, the, you know, shorter spreading of those illnesses that we get, and we can stop it before it gets to that child and before it gets, you know, to our elderly community and causes some real damage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. And I know that is a question that a lot of people have. And, you know, if you have questions about the vaccines that we're doing in the store, vaccinations we're doing in the store, be sure and go to your Ingles pharmacist and talk to them about it. And, they can answer a lot of the questions that you have. You know, make sure that you're not, you know, there's so much information, folks, on the internet, and not all of it is good information, and not all of it is something that you want to follow. So make sure that you're getting information from good and reputable sources, not fear-mongering sources. We're going to talk, we have about a minute left in this segment, and then we're going to talk in the next segment about over-the-counter supplements and herbs. And we sell a lot of things like that, right, Ashley?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes.
So does the pharmacies get a lot of questions about those types of items?
I would say that is my number one
really?
Question that I get. Yes. And I've been asked to do talks and presentations on herbals and over-the-counter medications, you know, handful of times.
So, right. Yeah. Because I think that that's another area that it's probably really hard to keep up with, because it seems like, Dr. Oz introduces a new one pretty much every week. That's the miracle supplement. And I'm saying that with total sarcasm. So, you know, yes, we sell some of those things as well. So, but we want to remember that even things that are quote unquote natural can still have side effects and can still make you sick and can still interact with medications and food and things like that. And whenever you're taking something like that, you want to make sure you let your doctor know. You might want to let your pharmacist know, too, because these are people who can make sure that there's no interaction. Right, Ashley?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath. We'll be talking more with Ashley Garling of our Ingalls Pharmacy Department. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingalls dietitian, talking with Ashley Garling. Ashley is our clinical coordinator for the Ingalls pharmacies. So she keeps our pharmacists up to date on new regulations about drugs and insurance and things like that. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So we've been talking about vaccinations and vaccination safety. If you follow me on Twitter, you know a lot of times I use a hashtag, hashtag vaccines work, because I think that, as Ashley said, the risk is so low compared of getting sick is so low compared to not getting vaccinated and what kinds of risks and complications you could have if you don't get vaccinated and you get something like measles or the flu or pneumonia. So we want to talk a little bit about over-the-counter supplements and medications that you can find. So, and you were saying, Ashley, that you get a lot of requests for talks about this. What are some of the herbs or the supplements that you especially would like to say, let's, you know, be cautious about these in particular?
Well, there's so many out on the market that really it's more of a caution. If you have any, chronic disease, diabetes, asthma, seizures, anything major that you take prescription medications for, we usually recommend that you refrain from herbal products altogether. Mm-hmm. A lot of the over-the-counter medications can be safe, but when you get into those kind of dietary supplements and herbal products, things like ginkgo, ginseng, saw palmetto, those sort of things, they typically do interact with a lot of your prescription medications.
And when they interact, like, what does that mean? Does it mean it sort of nullifies the medication, or does it make it stronger, make it weaker? What happens?
So when medications interact together, they can either prevent one from being let go out of the body, and you can actually build that medication up in your system. I know a very popular medication family that we use are statins. They're a cholesterol medicine. A lot of these herbal products that we see today can actually make you retain your cholesterol medicine, and it builds up in your body, and it can cause a lot of muscle damage. It can cause kidney damage, things like that. So they interact and keep each other from being flushed out of your system like they would need to be, because your body will take them in, utilize them, and flush them out.
Okay.
But if you retain them in your system for a long period of time, you can get toxicities and can cause organ damage and some fairly severe things.
Okay. Because, so, you know, a lot of those things, they sound pretty benign, you know, but, you know, people don't always realize that they can act in your body just like a prescription medication.
Right.
What are some, I know one of the ones that a lot of times people talk about is grapefruit as a food interacting with, I think, with some of the blood pressure medications. Is that right?
It's actually the cholesterol medications
that we were
just speaking of. Yes. So you have natural enzymes in your GI tract and your gut that break down medications. And grapefruit actually prevents that from happening.
Okay.
And so that can prevent you from either absorbing your prescription medicines correctly or, you know, make you retain them.
Okay.
Kind of deactivates it. So with grapefruit, it's really, you know, keep it in moderation. You know, if you're on prescription medications, don't go on the grapefruit diet, you know, without consulting your pharmacist or your doctor, because they do interact with some of the blood pressure medications as well. So.
And another one I hear a lot of times in terms of a food medication interaction is Coumadin. the Coumadin family and vitamin yes. K-rich foods. So
yes, if you're on a blood thinner, I would avoid all herbal products. A good rule of thumb, too, is if it's an herbal that starts with a G, I call them the G medicines.
Okay.
So ginkgo, ginseng, green tea.
Ginger?
Ginger, okay. Yes, that's one. All of those will interact with blood thinners like Coumadin, Xarelto, okay. any of those. So if you're on a blood thinner, I would avoid all herbal products if possible, but most specifically the G's.
And so. I know as a dietitian, a lot of people would come to me and say, well, you know, I'm on a blood thinner, so my doctor told me to avoid all green vegetables. And I would say, well, right. you know, there are some that are higher in vitamin K than others.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't necessarily need to avoid them altogether. It might be just having a moderate amount every day and not going, well, I'm going to have kale smoothie for breakfast and a kale salad for lunch and a kale right. side dish for dinner would be a no, right?
Well, it's not necessarily the quantity of how much you eat. It's the consistency.
Oh, okay.
So when we're looking at Coumadin or warfarin, you want to be consistent on a weekly basis.
Okay.
So if I had a cup full of kale on this Wednesday, I want to have a cup full of broccoli next Wednesday.
Okay.
So really your dark green leafy vegetables are going to have your highest amounts of vitamin K. And so, you know, really, I always tell my patients, you know, keep a calendar, kind of plan your food in advance, mm-hmm. especially for dinners, your larger
right.
meals. And if you're, you know, don't avoid those. Those are healthy foods.
Sure.
We want you to have them. But just try to keep them consistent
right.
and in a consistent quantity. You
right.
wouldn't want a, you know, huge kale salad, you know, one day and then not have anything the
right.
next week.
Right. Or like my example, have like kale three times in one day
right.
and then not have it for the next couple of days. Right.
right?
So
yeah.
you're exactly.
Now, if you do it every day, then you'd be consistent.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
But that's a lot of kale. So
there are some places on the Ingles website where you can find out more information about, you know, different medications and interactions. If you go to the Ingles website, ingles-markets.com, and to the Inside Ingles portion, there's a tab for the pharmacy, and they have other links in there for about drug information and drug interactions. I know, you know, we're not in the flu season yet. Well, not really,
right.
but how about interactions with some of the over-the-counter cold remedies and prescription medications? What do people have to watch for there?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, you have your big three, your echinacea, your zinc, and your vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually very effective. There's been studies that say that they do help support your immune system. The problem is that I often have patients that take them for months at a time.
Oh, okay.
And so really, those products are best used if for short durations, like no more than 2 weeks. If you know you're going to be in a populated area or you're going to get on an airplane, you know, starting them a few days before you take your trip or before you're going to be exposed, and then for a few days after you return. So really keeping the duration short, because then you can overstimulate your immune system.
So lots of great information here from Ashley Garling of our pharmacy department. Please make sure you talk to your Ingles pharmacist if you have other questions, or go to ingles-markets.com and click on pharmacy. Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.